Stillman & Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live, live from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. It is a Fireball Hot Take Friday. That's right, Ignite Tonight. Ian is here today. Hello, Ian.
What up, what up?
So today I put a whole grid out there, was all ready for all these different topics ahead of the Texan game on Sunday. And how long ago, Ian? An hour, hour and a half ago? How long ago did this little nugget drop?
I guess about an hour and a half. Two,
about an hour and a half ago,
yeah.
Brian Callahan met with the media, and Brian Callahan, head coach of Tennessee Titans, Brian Callahan sat down, and he told the media that Leroy Watson was out for the game on Sunday, and that L'Jarius Sneed was out for the game on Sunday. Oh, and the Titans are placing L'Jarius Sneed on IR. Sneed has missed the last five games. He will also now miss the next four. I guess in theory he could come back for week 16, 17, and 18. But considering that the Titans season is pretty much over now anyway, I highly doubt we'll see L'Jarius Sneed ramp it up for three completely meaningless games at the end of the season. Now, I'm not going to take a victory lap today and say, I was right and I told you and I, because I'm not the one who should be taking the victory lap today. You know who should be taking the victory lap today? Caroline Fenton should be taking the victory lap today. Because when Caroline and I worked together, it was hilarious. When she went to the midday show, there was this sentiment. I saw it on the text line. I would hear people say it to her. I think it kind of pissed her off, and it probably should. But people would say to her, you just are a miniature Jared. You just take what Jared says. You just take Jared's takes. And I'm sure sometimes I said things that she was like, oh, that makes sense. But it was Caroline Fenton who said to me, and I took it and said, hey, I'm taking this from Caroline. It was Caroline Fenton who said to me, when the Titans traded for L'Jarius Sneed, a future third round pick, and the big contract that came with it, who said, I don't understand what this administration's doing. She said, the reason they're there is because the last administration took too many risks on injured players. And deep down inside, I think that's the real issue. I don't think it's the A.J. Brown trade. I don't think it was busting on Corey Davis as the fifth overall pick and him only becoming an okay player. I think it was wasting a second round pick and a fourth round pick and $15 million on Julio Jones. 31 years old, bad hamstring, coming off of an injury, and they gave up a second-round pick. I think it was using a first-round pick on Caleb Farley, coming off of a second back surgery. I'll never forget the day that the three of us sat around, Ian, Caroline, and I, and we read the public report about Caleb Farley's back, and I said, okay, everybody gets a vote, in or out, and all three of us said, out. And they drafted Farley the next day. So John Robinson gets fired. They hire Rand Carthon, and the fans say, let Rand cook. This new administration, they're going to show you. They're going to do the exact same thing the last administration did that got him fired. And that's exactly what Caroline said at the time when the Titans acquired L'Jarius Sneed. What is the old saying? Dumb guy stay dumb, fat guy stay fat, and Ian, would you like to finish it?
Well, they say injured guys stay injured.
Injured guys stay injured. Injured guys always stay injured. Do you even know what Treylon Burks is out for right now? I don't.
He got hurt in practice,
but guess
didn't
what?
He?
What's that?
I thought he got hurt in practice.
But do we know what the injury is? Is it a foot? Is it a hamstring? Is it a groin? Is it a tush? Is it a knee? Is it an ankle? Is it a...
I'll have to go back and check the injury report.
I believe it's a knee, but I don't know. But again, it's no different than any other injury Treylon Burks has had. Treylon Burks has had back injuries. He's had concussions. I'm sure he's had some finger injuries and some toe injuries and some... It's injured guys stay injured. But this is different, Jared. 30 teams across the league had a chance at L'Jarius Sneed. One team already had him and won a Super Bowl with him. And they took whatever they could get for him. We played a cut from Carrington Harrison, who is a radio host in Kansas City, who said, you may think that Legarius Sneed's knees are not that bad, but the people I've talked to say, yeah, they're that bad. The team that you played last Sunday, Minnesota, the team that's having a good season, Minnesota was another team that was sniffing on Legarius Sneed. They got a look at the medicals and said, nah, we're good. So, again, when it comes to taking a risk on an injured guy, I get it. I understand. Because at that time of the year, the good, that's what they were thinking. The good, this is a lockdown corner who punched the ball away from Zay Flowers in the AFC Championship game. This guy can come to our team and he can be this kind of player and he's injured. And we'll get into the actual injury itself. This whole helmet to the quad and now it's IR and he's going to miss at least 9 games. Probably misses the rest of the season. That's a little fishy for me. But we'll get to that. That's $25 million right down the drain. That's a third round pick right down the drain. That is the Julio Jones trade. There were red flags when it came to Julio. There were red flags up and down. I pushed back on it. Caroline pushed back on it. Everybody else, the fans, Julio Jones, Jared, AJ, Julio, Derek, Ferkser, Reynolds. Who's stopping that offense? You do know that 31-year-olds coming off of hamstrings usually aren't sure bets. In fact, it's probably more likely to bet that he'll get hurt again. And I don't even remember what Julio Jones hurt when he was here. Maybe it was his hamstring. Maybe it was something else. I don't know. But Jared, they have doctors and trainers that they take physicals and they clear these guys and they, the same medical staff that must have given you the thumbs up on Caleb Farley, that must have given you the thumbs up on Julio Jones. I believe it's the same medical staff that's here now. Todd Torricelli is the head trainer. And the Titans said to PK, they said, our trainers looked at the medicals from Kansas City and talked to their trainers. And I got to say, I think they think it's okay. Well, how's that working out for you? So, again, I don't know if there's any way to guarantee that a player is not going to get injured in the NFL. Because freak things happen, and even some of the best get injured. Tom Brady was basically an Iron Man, except for the 1 year in which he missed because he tore his ACL. But then there are guys where medicals just scare teams. And for 30 other clubs, 31 if you want to include the Chiefs, who were not interested in giving Legarius Sneed a long-term deal, and I can promise you, it wasn't because Legarius wasn't a good player. 30 other clubs said pass. And at the time, again, I've never seen a medical report on Legarius Sneed in my life, and even if I did, I am not qualified to be able to read that and tell you what it means for his future success when it comes to the NFL. But I also graduated with a bachelor's from Louisville. I didn't go to some fancy business school like Chad Brinker did. I didn't work and study side by side with the guy that took the AI model to detect cancer in patients and then built that out so that we could predict injuries in the NFL, as Chad Brinker bragged about before they traded for Legarius Sneed. But even I knew. I said, I mean, if everybody else in the league is not going to touch this guy with a 10-foot pole, then what are we doing talking about the Tennessee Titans trading for this guy, giving up a top 100 pick? And it'll be a good pick. I mean, this is going to be like pick number 65 because you're going to be picking at the top of the third round. And $25 million this year, $50 million guaranteed, and the whole deal is $76 million overall. Remember what Legarius Sneed said When Caroline asked him about his knees after he got signed, go look at the film. I said, yeah, what you did is not what I'm worried about. What you will do is what matters. And I'll say this, the first five games Snead played, they weren't great either. But the offseason of, we know better than everybody else, is why you're the worst team in the league, arguably, and why your prized acquisition, of all the things you did this offseason, the biggest prize was Snead, the one that cost you the most, because not only did he cost you money, but he cost you draft pick, and he's essentially done for the year with a mysterious quad injury. Again, you can keep taking risks on Julio and Caleb Farley, but I probably wouldn't do exactly what the last guy did that got him fired. And that's what the Titans chose to do with Snead. Dumb guy stay dumb, and I'm not saying he's dumb. Fat guys stay fat, and I can tell you L'Jarius Snead ain't fat. But injured guys stay injured. And L'Jarius Snead was an injury risk when they acquired him, and L'Jarius Snead has been nothing but an injury problem for them. 615-737-1025, that's how we're starting today. 615-737-1025 here on the program. And Brian Callahan had some comments about L'Jarius Snead and his injury. Again, I'm not sure I'm buying this. I'll explain why we'll do it next. Stillman & Company, 102.5 The Game.
So I got around a lot of really, really smart people. And one of the classmates I had a PhD in neuroscience from the University of Minnesota. He had an advanced analytics degree from Oxford. And he helped design the AI technology for one of the top medical device companies in the country, where it was the AI was used to help the doctors identify cancer in patients. And I was just fascinated by this. And so I took what was a football problem and we put it in the context of AI. And one of the problems that we have in football is we spend a lot of money on players that don't pan out for injury a lot of times. They get injured and you end up paying for them injury settlements, or you end up cutting them once they get healthy. I was like, if we can reduce our pool there, if we can reduce our risk within that pool of players, I mean, that would be a game changer. If you can save an owner $1 million, $2 million off of one decision, I mean, that's a game changer. So I got with these guys, and we started to attack the problem. And to make a long story short, we were able to develop some models that seemed promising.
We were able to get these models with my fancy business school degree to figure out injuries. Because if we can save the owner $1 million, imagine what that's going to do for our football team. How'd that help with L'Jarius Snead? How about saving the owner $25 million, Chad Brinker? So, again, a lot of people, I haven't heard anybody say this yet, but I'm sure it's coming. Somebody's going to say, Jared, how were the Titans supposed to know about this? It was a helmet to the quad. L'Jarius Snead against the Colts played 99% of the snaps. It was a helmet to the quad, and it hurt in lifetime, but they got it looked at after the game. The MRI said it was worse than they thought. And it wasn't the knee that was supposedly bad in Kansas City. So how can you possibly be mad when it comes to the Titans, Jared? I don't buy this whole knee to the quad thing. Like, I'm just going to tell you, helmet to the quad, I don't buy this. This doesn't make any sense to me. And I've been saying this. How long have I been bringing up this Snead thing, saying this doesn't make any sense to me?
A week or so?
I mean, I'm going to say about 3 weeks. You know, I feel like when they said, hey, he took a knee to the quad and he's out for the Buffalo game. Okay. I mean, hey, it happens. He's out for the next game. Okay, happens. He's out for the next game, still hasn't practiced. I'm like, okay, hold up. Something's fishy. Now, I'm not going to tell you what it is because I have no idea and I got no way of knowing. But again, let's follow this process here. L'Jarius Snead takes a helmet to the knee, or to the quad, excuse me. It's very important that we delineate that, although the quad is connected to the, got it. So L'Jarius Snead takes a helmet to the quad at the Colts game, finishes the game, and plays 99% of the snaps. He makes the final defensive tackle for the Titans in that game. We've heard stories of guys playing through an injury and then after the game realizing that they played with a torn meniscus or they tore their MCL or something like that. So it's not uncommon. Ryan Tannehill had a bad ankle. They gave him a little juicy juice. He went back out there and played, and he missed 3 weeks. It is not impossible to go back in a game. It's okay. But then all of a sudden, this kind of turned into like a, well, what is it? Because they didn't put him on IR when they did that MRI that revealed that it was worse than they thought. And L'Jarius Sneed talked to the reporters last week and said he could be back any day now. Said he was taking it day by day. And yet he never returned to the practice field. And they didn't put him on IR at the beginning. And they didn't. And here's another thing that I find really fishy. This was Brian Callahan today talking about L'Jarius Sneed trying to return from injury and just how hard he tried, but I guess they got to put him on IR.
Sneed will also go to IR tomorrow. Here's how this, just so I can be clear and transparent so you guys have an understanding of how this worked. As I said before, right, turned out, thought he had a quad bruise. Pretty significant quad bruise, but didn't get better very fast. Turns out after we did some scans on it, he had a pretty significant quad strain on top of that. Those things generally are a couple of weeks. Felt like we'd have a chance to get him back. Has not progressed. It's been complicated, more complicated than a normal strain would be. So the rest is the best thing for him at this point. Not ruling out a return before the end of the year, but the IR at this point makes the most sense for him. Take a couple weeks and try to get that quad right. So it's been sort of a up and down, back and forth injury for him. Complicated. This is the best thing at this point to put him on the IR for the next 4 weeks, and we'll see where he's at. Again, not ruling out a return, but he will go on IR tomorrow.
Okay, so let me get this straight. He had a bruise on the quad, according to Brian Callahan. He had a bruise on the quad. And then when they did a scan, they saw he also had a bad quad strain. And those are usually about three-week injuries. We're at week six, and it's not getting any better. And this was Brian Callahan, Ian, if we've got it. This was Brian Callahan earlier in the week when asked about whether or not L'Jarius Sneed would play.
Any idea on Sneed this week?
I would say no this week, most likely. But again, hopeful that that's getting closer.
Oh, it's getting closer to IR. That doesn't add up. That doesn't add up. Again, I'm not telling you what it is. I'm not going to go down this rabbit hole of saying, what I really think is I think it's his finger and that he's, I'm not going to do that. But again, what the Titans are telling us, I do not believe. If they did the scan and they saw, hey, bruise, it's a horrible bruise, and he's got a quad strain, and it's that bad, wouldn't he go right to IR? And by the way, this isn't baseball where a pitcher can go on IR or can go on the IL. It used to be the DL, now it's the IL. Pitcher can go on the IL and he hadn't pitched for 4 days. And so it's retroactive to the 4 days and you get those back. That doesn't happen in the NFL. He's out for the next four games. So again, Callahan then gets up in front of everybody today and he says, well, when we looked at it, we did the first scans, we saw a bad bruise plus a serious quad strain. And he said the quad strain usually is about 3 weeks. Ian, how long is IR in the NFL? The mandatory sentence for IR.
Minimum four games.
Oh, that's convenient, isn't it? Well, we looked at it. He had a three-week injury, and this is a four-week. Bull crap. I mean, come on. Like, this is ridiculous. Again, I don't know what it is, but it ain't that. You know, my mom is like Chris Sanders. She loves Judge Judy. And Judge Judy, she'll look at these people and say, she'll go, madam, do I have stupid written across my forehead? That's how I feel when Elizabeth Brian Callahan the other day was like, probably not this week, but we think it's getting closer. We think it's getting closer. Then today, well, you know, we thought it was a three-week injury. You know, the scans showed that it was a three-week injury, so we didn't put him on IR because that's a four-week injury because we look stupid now that we're putting him on IR today when we didn't put him on IR weeks ago. Blah, blah, blah. Again, I can't tell you what it is. Number one, I'm not qualified to be able to tell you what it is. And number two, again, I don't have access to this medical information. I just know when someone's constantly changing their story, and it sounds like the Titans are just constantly changing their story, when Snead talks to the reporters and goes on the utmost defensive, one-word answers, and, oh, you know what, we'll see. Sounds like somebody's got something to hide. And I don't know what it is, but I don't think it's what they're telling us. If you had an 8-year-old, and their story shifted as much as the Titans has here, you wouldn't believe a word they tell you. So why would you listen to the Titans on this? I got a hard time believing this one. 615-737-1025. We'll do some phones next. Stillman and Company, 1025 The Game. Let's talk Fireball Whiskey. That's right. Time to ignite the night. It's a big weekend. We will be celebrating Sydney Bennington. That's Jordan Bennington's sister, by the way. We'll be celebrating her 35th birthday, and you know I'll be doing it with ice-cold Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. Nothing goes down as smooth or tastes as great as Fireball Whiskey, and there is no better way to ignite the night than to do so with ice-cold Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. Ignite the night. Please be 21 years or older to do so. That's Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey.
Can you tell Titans fans, you know, in regards to your knee, that they have nothing to worry about?
Titans fans, I'm here to tell you that you don't have anything to worry about from the Jarius Snead knee. The Jarius Snead is going to go out there every practice, every game, and give you my all. Go back and watch the film. I gave everybody my all, no matter what was my knee condition that my knee was in. My knee is in great position. You know, I know what to do to maintain my knee or whatever I need to do, you know. I got this end of my part, you know. I'm just going out here and play ball. You know, just give Tennessee Titans fans and this organization all of me. Well, so the knee is not a problem.
Okay.
So they can start worrying about that.
Stop worrying. Legarius Steed's knees are okay. And again, some people will say, but Jared, it's the quad. That's convenient. Again, I don't buy the stories the Titans are telling. Now, that doesn't mean that it is the knee. I have no idea, and I have no way of knowing, and I'm not going to accuse them of that. But you have nothing to worry about. Every game, Legarius Need will be out there. Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm sure Julio Jones said that he was okay, too, after he got traded to the Titans. In fact, I know he did because I asked him about it. He said, I'll be ready to go, and then laughed about it. Yeah. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. One texter, and we've gotten a bunch of texts like this. The Chiefs are belly laughing at the Titans right now, saying, ha-ha, suckers. John says, the Chiefs fleeced the Titans. Think about this. Every pick that the Kansas City Chiefs have is at the end of the round because they're either winning the Super Bowl or they're playing in the Super Bowl or at a bare minimum. They make it to the conference final. So their pick is no higher than 28th every year. You basically just gave them another second round pick because your third round pick is going to be at the top of the third round. And that's how the good teams take advantage of the bad teams. You got a fifth for DeAndre Hopkins. Woo! Which is basically a sixth because it'll be at the end of the round. Also, I want to address something in the YouTube chat because a lot of people are saying, well, Jared, the Titans would never, ever, ever lie when it comes to Legarius Need's health because they can't lie on the injury report or else they'll get in big trouble. NFL teams lie on the injury report all the time. There was an example 3 weeks ago where Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Eagles, was answering questions during a press conference, said they held out Jalen Hurts because of an ankle injury from practice. The media then wanted to clarify because Jalen Hurts wasn't on the injury report for an ankle. And then the PR guy in the press conference wanted to clarify Jalen Hurts was held out of that Wednesday practice for rest, and Sirianni said, oh, yes, he was held out of it because of rest. Tom Brady played the entire end of the 2020 season when the Bucs won the Super Bowl. Tom Brady played it, I believe, with a torn MCL. Told everybody after the year, yeah, I played those last 9 weeks with a torn MCL. Tom Brady never once appeared on the injury report. It happens all the time. So this idea that, oh, we should take the Titans at their word, because the Titans would never, and in the NFL, you never lie on that injury report. Again, Sirianni got caught lying about it 2 weeks ago. I mean, I had Gentry S. say the same thing to me a couple weeks ago, saying, well, I mean, I don't think the Titans would lie on the injury report. You can get in trouble for that. Kinda. But again, teams lie about that stuff all the time. 615-737-1025 here on our program. Let's go to Steven, who's up next on our program. Steven, thank you for calling and waiting. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Steelman? Yeah, this is the obvious answer, man. I mean, Derrick Henry went to Baltimore. Will Levis is not the answer. There's no doubt about that. But the Titans, agree or disagree, would at least be 4-6, 5-5 with Derrick Henry. They could have beat the Jets, and they could have beat Chicago. Maybe could have beat Green Bay. I mean, that's how good Derrick Henry is. He was here and dominated with a bad offensive line for years, man. So, unless you want me to hang on, that's all I got. But, I mean,
that's what you're mad about today, is Derrick Henry's not on the Titans?
I could care less. I'm not from Tennessee. I'm just calling
okay,
as a fan
of the NFL.
Thank you for
your call, Steven. I mean, I what is the point of calling in and waiting on hold to sit there and be like, I mean, they could be 4-6 with Derrick Henry today? Come on. One texter says the Titans are just so poorly run. Legarius Sneed hasn't played in over a month, and now they put him on IR. Absolutely laughable. Again, Brian Callahan said, guys, it was a quad bruise and a quad strain, and those take 3 weeks to heal. And IR is the mandatory minimum is 4 weeks for IR. So they couldn't have put him on IR because it was a three-week thing. Come on, guys. Don't you believe everything the Titans tell you? That's why they didn't put him on IR. Again, I don't want to be... Ian, can I put a theory out there without accusing the Titans of doing this? But just saying I wouldn't be surprised if this is something that has happened?
I guess.
So we did the math. Legarius Sneed costs $1.47 million per week. That's the $25 million you've been paid divided by 17 games. Again, you can do your phony baloney cap stuff about, well, you know, the... signing bonus and prorated roster per game and all. I don't care about that. It's a $1.47 million per week, period. So, Kalen Kaler at ESPN wrote a very good story a couple of months ago about injury premiums in the NFL and about how a smart team, the Green Bay Packers, continuously paid an injury premium on quarterback Aaron Rodgers. If Aaron Rodgers got hurt and he went to IR, the Packers would be able to claim the money on insurance and they would get paid back what they lost. On a $50 million quarterback, sounds pretty smart. The New York Jets, a dumb team, decided before last season, we don't need to pay the insurance on Aaron Rodgers. And you know what happened with Aaron Rodgers and his Achilles. It popped four plays into the season, $37 million down the drain. Teams take out injury premiums on players that either are likely to be injured or have big contracts for this exact reason. I'm sure the Titans didn't take out insurance on Jamal Adams because his contract was so meager, but on a big contract, especially one on a guy who's labeled as an injury risk, they'd be stupid not to take out an injury insurance premium on Legarius Sneed. Well, I don't know if you can collect if he's deactivated without paying, but I know, according to the Kalen Kaler article, I know you can collect if he is on IR. That's not no money out there at $1.47 million a week. I mean, again, we played the Chad Brinker cut of the AI cancer curing model. And Chad Brinker said, if we could save the owner $1 million or $2 million, that could be an absolute game changer. That can go get us another Jamal Adams. And so he may, again, let's say that this phony baloney quad thing is real. And that I'm just a tin foil hat guy. If that's the case, then why wouldn't they try to see if it'll go another week? I mean, Kaharski came into the midday show or the morning show this week, and he was yelling and screaming about, you know, and they don't need to put him on IR. Gabe Judy Lolly was active, and he didn't even play. He doesn't need to go on IR. So why put him on IR now? Because Kaharski said they don't even need the roster spot. So what's the point? So, again, I do wonder when we talk about, well, hold on. He didn't go to IR, and now he's going on IR? What are we doing? I do think that, again, insurance money is something that that could be. I mean, I keep seeing crazy stuff. It's crazy. Texter says, if Rand gets fired but Chad stays, I think I'll just start pulling for the Texans. That comes from Dylan. I mean, that's what, again, I think that's what's most likely to happen at the end of the year. I think what's most likely to happen is that Rand Carthon gets fired. Chad Brinker becomes the decision maker for the Titans. There is no replacing Rand. Chad's the president of football operations. They don't hire someone underneath him. And it's Chad and Callahan going forward. But I would love to know, when it comes to Chidobe Awuzie and L'Jarius Sneed, what did your big models tell you? Again, I'm not getting on you for Lloyd Cushenberry's injury. A torn Achilles is a torn Achilles. It happens. But Awuzie got hurt the first day of practice and has played in like two games. Sneed didn't practice and has missed pretty much the entire season. You can't brag about your injury prevention model, then go get somebody who's injured, and then say, well, don't blame the injury prevention model when that guy then gets hurt. 615-737-1025, which is our phone number, 615-737-1025. Stillman & Company, 1025 The Game.
Sneed will also go to IR tomorrow. Here's how this, just so I can be clear and transparent so you guys have an understanding of how this worked. As I said before, right, turned out, thought he had a quad bruise. Pretty significant quad bruise, but didn't get better very fast. Turns out after we did some scans on it, he had a pretty significant quad strain on top of that. Those things generally are a couple of weeks. Felt like we'd have a chance to get him back. Has not progressed. It's been complicated, more complicated than a normal strain would be. So the rest is the best thing for him at this point. Not ruling out a return for the end of the year, but the IR at this point makes the most sense for him. Take a couple weeks and try to get that quad right. So it's been sort of a up and down, back and forth injury for him. Complicated. This is the best thing at this point to put him on the IR for the next 4 weeks, and we'll see where he's at. Again, not ruling out a return, but he will go on IR tomorrow.
That was Brian Callahan. And the only thing that surprises me, by the way, Brian Callahan says, not ruling him out for the rest of the season. Let me go ahead, Ian, I'm ruling him out for the rest of the season. I don't think we're going to see L'Jarius Sneed come back on week 16 for a...
So he'll miss at Houston, at Washington, Jacksonville, Cincinnati for sure. That leaves at Indy, at Jacksonville versus Houston the last three games.
So that would put them at what? Let's say they win one of those games before they get to the second Indy game. So that would probably be Jacksonville next week at home, which they would win. So they'll be
at Washington first and then Jacksonville.
Oof. 3-10?
3-10.
At that point?
Yep. Maybe 11?
3-11. So L'Jarius Sneed's going to return at 3-11. I'll go ahead and rule him out. One texter says, Jared, the front office 100% listens to your show. Snead has not been on IR. You say it's confusing why he hasn't been since he's missed six games. And the next day they put him on IR. Your common sense is pressuring them. I mean, I do think that the front office listens to the show, because what I've realized is that the people that hate the show listen the most. And if I worked in the Titans front office, I'd probably hate this show too. That being said, I do not think that the Titans put Legarius Sneed on IR because Jared Stillman kept saying, why aren't they putting him on IR? What I think is hysterical, though, is that Paul Kaharsky on the morning show kept saying, he doesn't need to go on IR. Why do people get to play? He go on IR. They don't need the roster spot. Gabe Judy Lally didn't play. Wait a minute. And then they put him on IR. Paul, was that a bad decision by your friend Chad Brinker to put him on IR? Somebody help me. One texter says, if the Titans keep it up, they won't have many fans for their season opening new stadium. You know, I'm not going to say I'm worried about that. But if you were worried about that, Legarius Sneed's injury isn't going to be what should worry you about it. Sunday's game against the Vikings should be what worries you about it. You know, Gentry wrote it in the Tennessean, and I thought that this was probably one of the smarter things. Because what was crazy to me was the amount of people that were trying to almost accept why the Viking fans took over the stadium when they said, well, you know, Jared, the Nashville's a very popular town to visit. The Nashville's been a popular town to visit since Ken Wisenhunt or Mike Munchak were the coach. We've never seen a takeover. You know, the longtime scribes of this team, PK, Johnny Glennon, those guys, they've never seen a takeover like that of a stadium, ever. And you're going to tell me that, well, you know, Nashville's a nice place to visit? And so Gentry wrote in the Tennessean, quote, the circumstances of a popular city and of NFL franchise histories have often explained the lack of a home field advantage for the Titans. Again, there's always been a lot of Steeler fans when they play the Steelers. Got it. That has happened plenty of times before, and it'll happen again, Gentry writes. But Sunday's loss? Nah. The reasons behind that one were largely self-inflicted, and the Titans know it. That was my favorite line of that column, which is a very well-written column by Gentry Estes, because, again, the texter says, if the Titans keep going at this rate, they won't have any fans for that new stadium. And here's Gentry saying, you can make up whatever excuse you want to make up for why all the Viking fans were there on Sunday, but the real reason is because this team absolutely sucks. And because the fans have absolutely zero excitement to watch this team play, optimism to believe what this team is doing. And I get it. Clay Travis has kind of gone super political. And I'm a sports guy, and so I don't like, you know, constant politics all the time. Like, I was talking to somebody today, and I was talking about, you know, like these like sports social issues. Like, what do you think about the kneeling during the national anthem? I don't think people want to hear us talk about that on the radio. I think the same people that care about that actually care about what the Cowboys should do with Mike McCarthy instead. So with that, I don't think there's like a market for that like anti-woke sports genre of talk. But that's Clay's thing now. But Clay Travis is a Titan fan, and he was a very good sports radio host when he was doing sports in Nashville. And Clay tweeted out after the game the other day, he said, where's the hope? Quarterback stinks. Coach looks in over his head. GM's picks haven't been very good. Where's the hope? And that is how I feel. And I think there are a lot of Titan fans that feel that way about where is the hope for this team? Kevin from Union City says, I really feel for Brian Callahan. I feel like the GM should be answering questions about IR and things like that. So our midday show today, Ian, did you hear their idea, their invention? And I love them. I do. Derek, Willie, Adam, I love you. Did you hear what their invention today was, what they think will be great for communication issues around the Titans?
Oh, Fisher?
To bring back Jeff Fisher, but in a non-decision-making role. So Jeff Fisher connects with the fans by talking to the fans, but he's not the coach, and he's not the GM, and he's not making any decisions. And I heard that, and I'm like, well, I mean, they got PR people. Like, they've got people that do that, that communicate things that are not in decision-making positions. That exists. And just because Jeff Fisher gets up there and says it, I mean, people want to know, like, so are you guys planning to draft a quarterback next year? Or, like, is this a rebuild? Or is this a... Well, if Jeff Fisher's not the one making the decision of whether or not you're rebuilding, then who cares what Jeff Fisher thinks? And if Jeff Fisher's paid by the team, it's just going to be some sunshine pump from the team anyways. So that I didn't totally, you know, that I didn't totally get. I mean, I understand the theory, but I have a hard time totally believing that. But I do understand when you tell me, when you say, you know, hey, all this different stuff, you know, for the Titans and the Brian Callahan shouldn't be up there answering all these questions. I don't disagree with that. And I heard them talking today about, hey, the GM should be wanting to talk more, and he doesn't. 615-737-1025 here on the program. 615-737-1025 here on Stillman and Company. Coming up next, I will say this about Sunday's game, because we haven't talked a lot about the Texan game, and we haven't, there is something about Sunday's game that I do think, you know, I think there's some juice to it. We'll get to it next. Stillman and Company, 1025 The Game.